The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
For the second week in a row, we have UGL. We have the Vice President of Marketing, Joe McGraw. We have the Senior Director of Communications, Michelle Neary, with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we review numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you have a suggestion, topic for the show, please email it to us, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab. Do you know we get about 10,000 hits a month on that camera?
Amazing.
People from, there's a way to look. We get hits from all over the world on that thing. It's crazy. You know, people, I guess they want to see what's going on at Dunmore Corners.
Yes, it's a happening place. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Okay, Joe McGraw, Vice President of Marketing, and Michelle Neary, Senior Director of Communications with UGL. What is UGL? Where are you, and what do you do, please?
UGL is a manufacturer of paint specialties and paint sundry products. We're actually headquartered here in Dunmore, Pennsylvania, and we do have locations in Dayton, Nevada, Jacksonville, Illinois, and in Jackson, Mississippi. And what we make are a wide variety of products specifically formulated for the do-it-yourselfer. And with the formulations comes a wide variety of products such as Dry-Lock Masonry Waterproofer, Czar Wood Stains and Clear Finishes, Czar Exterior Stains and Finishes, and UGL brand products.
And anyone can find your products at pretty much any hardware store, local hardware store, big box store?
Yes, our products are available at over 15,000 dealers across the USA. Of course, we were founded by the mom and pop store, and then we were in all the co-ops, which are Ace, HWI, True Value, and we're in your favorite paint store, home center, and lumberyard.
How was your company founded? That was a great story. You told it last week. That was fantastic.
Well, actually, our founder was Gerald B. Payne, and what he did was he had an old discarded sausage grinder, and he would hand mix batches of roofing cement. So if he saw somebody working on their roof, he'd run over and he'd say, "Hey, can I bid on that project?" And they'd say, "Sure." He'd say $50, run back to his little office and mix up a batch of roofing cement, deliver it to the job site. And then from there, he'd say, "You know what? This sausage grinder might not be big enough." So he went and he found an old Model A car on the side of the road. It was abandoned. He soaked the engine in kerosene for a week to free it up, hooked it up to a 100-gallon mixing tank, and really the rest is history.
Amazing. And you've grown so much over the years and been in business since 1932. You're family-owned. All your products are made here in the USA. And that's key because we look at that when we purchase things, and we like to know that. And when you call your UGL, your place, you receive a live person in the country here in Dunmore.
Yeah, it's very unique. We're one of the few companies left that when you call 1-800-845-5227, you're actually going to be greeted by a live operator. And on the weekends, of course, you will be in an automated system. But we do have full-time technical service individuals available to answer any of your questions. And we're always here to help. In addition to the live operator and the customer service, you can also go on and visit www.ugl.com, and we have a whole series of YouTube step-by-step videos. We have Pinterest photos. We have a lot of inspirational brochures and literature that are available to you.
So you have products that take care of wood exteriors, wood in the interior of the homes, plastic, metal, fiberglass, and masonry. So you have a wide line of different products available depending on the type of product we're talking about. Today we'd like to talk about Drylock. So Drylock was invented, by your company, correct?
That's correct. Back in 1953, our UGL chemist formulated Drylock Masonry Waterproofer. Drylock Masonry Waterproofer, unlike ordinary house paint, which merely adheres to the surface, Drylock actually penetrates the pores of the masonry. It expands as it dries to become an actual part of the wall. It will hold back a wall of water. Depending on the formula, the oil-based Drylock will hold back a wall of water 9 feet high. Our latex-based product will hold back a wall of water 20 feet high. And our Drylock Extreme will hold back a wall of water 33 feet high.
You know, with all this water that we've been having here, people who have not seen water are having water come through their house. We say 90 to 95% of all water problems are seasonal. So Drylock is a perfect solution. You don't have to have a backfill, a backhoe, and do a lot of exterior ruining of your landscaping. It's simply painted on and problem solved.
And what makes Drylock so unique is that it can be applied to the interior or exterior of a masonry wall surface. So obviously you can do your foundation if it's on the exterior, and on the interior, the fact that it holds back, the technical term is hydrostatic pressure, but that's just the force of the water behind the wall. But with Drylock being able to hold back a wall of water up to 33 feet high, I think we have you covered there. And it's a user-friendly product. It's ready mixed, which simply means that you open the can, you stir, and you apply it with a brush.
You know, we like to say that Drylock is insurance, because you might not have a water problem, but then your neighbor decides to put in a pool, they start to dig around their house, and that's going to change the landscape. That's going to change the flow of water. So if you didn't have water in the beginning, it starts redirecting that water right to your foundation. So it is insurance, even if you don't think that you have a water problem. And the other thing is, people use regular house paint on their exterior foundation because they want their foundation to match their siding. But what they don't realize is that that is not a chemical makeup suited for masonry, where Drylock is decorative, but also it serves a purpose and it's made specifically for masonry.
Does Drylock come in different colors?
Yes.
Yeah, and one of the unique things about Drylock is it does come in various ready mix colors, which are the typical a beige, a white, a gray, and a green. But it can also be tinted to a wide variety of soft pastel colors. So it's very easy to match the color of your siding or to contrast with the color of your siding, depending on the look you're trying to achieve. But, you know, the main thing to keep in mind is that it's going to solve a problem. So it's more than just decorative. It's preventive maintenance for your home. And what's more valuable to you than your home?
You're right, Michelle. There was a lot of storms of the recent past that people realized water when they never even saw a drop on the inside. And it caused, it wreaked havoc for a lot of people. And, you know, now people were pumping out basements. And a lot of their personal items were destroyed. So great stuff here. Drylock is something, though, I think people have a tendency to use that word as if all products are Drylock. But yours is different, and it's set apart because it's rated number one?
That's correct. Drylock Masonry Waterproofer is rated number one by the leading consumer ratings magazine. I think we all know what that is, but and it's just a product that, you know, It's really the foundational product for our company. It's a problem-solving product wherever water and masonry meet, be it interior, exterior, above or below grade. Drylock is guaranteed to stop water.
Many editors, they write about our Drylock and they say it cuts down on your energy costs. And that's because one of the most expensive appliances you can run in your home is a dehumidifier. So that'll cut down on water and water vapor coming into your home. And so it's saving you money also.
And saving you potentially from a fire, because dehumidifiers, right? We have a retired fireman here.
I don't like dehumidifiers. Yeah. I don't like those machines running in the wet environment down in the basement. I think you're just asking for trouble. But we're talking about Drylock, and your jacket says Drylock. Nobody can see that except me, because we're not on the television. But people use the word Drylock. We were talking about this earlier, like Kleenex, you know, or Windex, right? Drylock. Everybody thinks, you know, oh, I'm going to Drylock the basement.
Or a B-Dry system.
Yeah, B-Dry, right, exactly. But everything is not Drylock.
That's correct. We Drylock is the brand name, and it's one of those things that, you know, when it comes to masonry waterproofing paints, all paints are not created equal. And that's something that we take great pride in. We are a family-owned business, and the way that we compete in the marketplace is strictly on quality. We are going to offer our users the best possible quality and technology that's available. We work with all the leading resin companies that are out there, so we're always on the cutting edge so that we're always a step ahead, and that if there's a product in a safe product, you know, that's the other key thing, is that Drylock is safe to use interior and that there's nothing in it. Drylock itself as a product is inert, which means that there's nothing for mold or mildew to feed upon. We do have a product that does have a environmentally friendly biocide or mildewcide in it. And what that does is it's safe to use, and it won't off gas, and it will prevent the growth of mold and mildew on the dry paint film if that's something that concerns you. So we sort of have all the spectrums of waterproofing covered. And our latest product is a Drylock clear masonry waterproofer, which can be used on the floors, which is something that has come up repeatedly over the years, is can I use Drylock on my floors? And I'm concerned about water coming up through the floor. So what we did was we actually worked with the resin companies and developed Drylock clear masonry waterproofer, and it solves that problem. Now, many people say, well, why not just use the regular Drylock? I use it on my wall. It must be great. I can use it on my floors. Well, the resin itself is actually designed for the wall. It's a little bit softer, so it goes into the pores of the masonry and expands. Where the product that we develop for the floors still has the same waterproofing properties, but it's a harder resin, so it'll withstand the foot traffic that it may be subject to.
Aha, because you read my mind. I was thinking, why not just use the wall Drylock on the floor? That makes sense.
Yeah, and in addition to being able to be used on the floor, the Drylock Clear can also be used as a primer under wood, tile, linoleum, if you wanted to transform your basement into, say, a game room or some type of usable living space. And that's something to think about. When you're looking at your home, typically your basement is one third of your usable living space. So why not recapture it, waterproof it, and make it into a man cave, a game room, or whatever it may be.
A she shed?
A she shed. No, that was the word I was looking for.
The she shed goes away. Yeah.
The she shed is usually on the back of the property.
Removed from the house so nobody can find the person that's in the she shed.
It's not a man cave. It's a she shed.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Good stuff. But if I'm hearing you correctly, to properly apply the Drylock, there's one for the walls, there's one for the floors, and one should consider doing the exterior of the foundation.
Yeah, it's one of the things. The first thing you want to do when you're tackling a masonry waterproofing project is to walk the outside of your house. Check your gutters, check your downspouts, make sure that they're not blocked by leaves, and to also look to see how your groundwater is being addressed. Is your foundation tilting towards the home, which is going to direct groundwater towards your basement. You want to take care of all those. They're what they call easy fixes. You can have a block gutter. You can have a leaky downspout. You can be grading your house so that you're directing the water against the foundation. And the most simple trick to try or technique to try is to take a 12-inch piece of aluminum foil and tape it to your wall tightly on all four edges. Leave it there for 2 days. What you're going to want to do is go down and then peel that off the wall. If the wall side of the foil is wet, then you have water seepage. If the room side of the foil is wet, then you have condensation. So condensation can be taken care of by a dehumidifier, you know, if you just run it temporarily, or you can have both problems occurring at the same time. That's something that, you know, is most often overlooked, is that you can not only have condensation, which is moisture coming from inside the home. You might, you know, have a furnace that's venting or something that's doing, you know, causing moisture, your dryer. But you want to take care of those, and then you're ready to paint with Drylock Masonry Waterproofer.
So 2 points I'd like to make is that we sit on the shelf next to a water sealer. We're a waterproofer. And so some mistakes a consumer makes is that a water sealer and a waterproofer are totally different products. A waterproofer has to hold back hydrostatic pressure. And so a consumer wants to look to make sure that the product has a PSI rating, which is the pounds per square inch of water the product holds back. The other common thing is people say, I don't want to use a waterproofer because it's going to cause structural damage, right? They think that we're going to trap water inside the wall. And so we have a PERM rating, and what a PERM rating is it's the rating of that it's unbreathable. So we have a very small PERM rating. It's less than one. So what happens is the coating creates a bond that it's too, it's tight enough that a water droplet can't get in, but water vapor could come in and then it dissipates. So you want to make sure that it has a PERM rating so it doesn't cause structural damage.
Got it. Good stuff. With us today is Joe McGraw, Vice President of Marketing, Michelle Neary, Senior Director of Communications, both with UGL, United Gilsonite Laboratories. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a lovely three-unit stucco building at 1217-1219 South Main Avenue in Scranton for $149,000. This building has two three-bedroom apartments and a two-bedroom apartment. All of the tenants pay their own utilities. They're long-term tenants with leases. There's plenty of off-street parking for the building. And there is also additional income from a rented garage in the rear of the property. So if you want to invest, this might be the home for you. Or you could live in one unit and have the rent pay all the bills. That's 1217-1219 South Main Avenue in Scranton, a three-unit for $149,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
How smart is a Century 21 agent? They have more brain power than a barrel full of Einsteins and the gentle wisdom of a monk. They know your city, your neighborhood, and they might even know your mom, so watch your language. They can simplify, multiply, and leap tall mountains of paperwork in a single bound. Plus, they know where to find the best cup of Joe. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
And we're back.
UGL was right in our own backyard all these years, and we never asked them to be on before. I'm glad you guys are here.
Right. Joe McGraw, Vice President of Marketing. Michelle Neary, Senior Director of Communications. We're having a fabulous show today. We had an excellent show last week. Right before the break, Michelle, you were talking about, and I really want to talk about this some more. Actually, Joe, I'd like to hear what you have to say. Waterproofing products are not the same as water sealing products. So what's the difference?
Really, the main difference is water sealing products only repel water, where Drylock Masonry Waterproofer, which is a waterproofing product, actually holds back hydrostatic pressure.
So let me get this straight. I can't use my water sealer that I would put on my deck on the outside. That is completely the wrong thing to use.
That is absolutely the wrong
product. It's like, in effect, it's like doing nothing.
Correct. And all that would do is if you applied it and you took a cup of water and threw it at your wall from the inside, it may repel it a little bit, but it's not going to stop water from penetrating through the masonry. And what you want to do with a masonry waterproofer is you want to prepare the surface in your basement. You want to look for that white, powdery, fuzzy deposit, which is efflorescence. And as you mentioned earlier, a lot of people get confused with that. They think that efflorescence is mold, but really it's a naturally occurring salt that's present in a masonry. You're going to want to etch that. And what the etch will do is neutralize the naturally occurring salts.
What do you mean etch? How do you etch it?
Etch is actually, we have a product called Drylock Etch. And there's other products out there. There's a muriatic acid.
But okay. All right.
Once you get into muriatic acid,
it's a hazardous thing.
Yeah. And they have off gassing and whatnot, where Drylock Etch is actually a sulfamic acid. It's still an acid. So you're going to want to take care with proper eye protection, you know, gloves and be, you know, treat it with care. But you brush it onto the surface and it'll actually sizzle. You know, it's going to sound like Alka-Seltzer as it's neutralizing the salts that are there. And then you're going to rinse it off and you're going to allow that to dry. That's the first step in your masonry waterproofing project. Now, go ahead.
No. Because I was going to say, because I tried to seal my basement floor years ago. I used an epoxy product and it just came right up. And I went back to Dunmore Lumber. I went there and the guy says, well, you actually have to etch the stone. And I didn't want it to seem like a dummy. And I was like, oh, what do you mean etch it? You know,
right. And one of the things is what an etch is going to do if you use it on a concrete surface, it's actually going to remove the top layer of concrete. It's going to take it from what I'd like to term baby butt smooth.
Right. That's the way it was.
And what you want it to do is you want it to have a surface profile like, say, a medium grit sandpaper. You know, and we can all know what that feels like. You want to rub your hand on it. And what the etch is going to do, it's going to remove that top layer of concrete, not destroy it. It's just going to open up. So it's going to be receptive to that top coat. In your case, it was an epoxy coating. It's going to allow it to bite into the concrete.
All right. Now I think I have another project to do when I go home. Don't tell my wife.
Lawn ornaments first.
I have to seal the lawn ornaments before I do the basement floor.
That was last week's show.
Yeah, last week we talked about sealing lawn ornaments, but what people don't know is you can use Drylock on bird baths, swimming pools. So actually, you know, a lot of times your bird baths will get a crack in it, and these are expensive items. So you take our Drylock Fast Plug, which is a fast-setting hydraulic cement, and you just seal that, and then you just put some waterproofer on it to keep the water in. So, some, you know, most of the time you want to keep the water out,
right.
But here you want to keep the water in. So that's why it's negative or positive water pressure that Drylock will hold back.
We'll never think of that unless you mentioned that. Excellent point.
Retaining walls, another, you know, you can put it on retaining walls to make sure that they're shored up. And
one of the things with retaining walls is, you know, many of us have neighbors that may like to water their yard and you have this beautiful retaining wall and next thing you know, you have these unsightly water stains coming through, and it's really nothing you're doing. It's just that you may have a neighbor that waters their yard, or they have flowers, or whatever it may be. And this is just going to, what the Drylock will do is it's going to penetrate the pores, it's going to decorate, and it's going to protect, and it's going to look awesome.
Your last listing was a stucco house.
Yes, I was going to Yeah, I was going to say something about it.
Dry lock is great on stucco. So not only does it hold back hydrostatic pressure, but we've been tested to a PSI. So it holds back wind-driven rain also.
And one of the latest things we're doing right now, dry lock will hold back what they term hurricane force winds. And the standard is 99 miles per hour, but we've just had dry lock was just completed testing at 142 miles per hour. And that's equivalent to the force winds of a Category 4 hurricane. So we all know the destructive damage that's out there, and that on a masonry surface, if you have a product that can hold back wind-driven rains at that level, you know that's guaranteed protection for your home.
And it could be painted over. So if you use it as a primary coat on your stucco, and then, you know, it comes in different colors, but you could also put a quality latex paint over that. So it could be used as a primer.
Excellent. Okay. I didn't even know that that would be something to consider. That's excellent, excellent advice. And we've been seeing some major storms coming through our area. I hope we never see a hurricane category 4, but you want to make sure you're protected in times of heavy storms and wicked storms.
In addition to the, you know, the siding of your houses, many of the newer construction homes that are made of masonry also are using dry lock around the window openings. Because if you are going to get water infiltration, typically on a home that's, you know, built or exposed to wind-driven rain, that's the most likely area that it's going to penetrate. And we have CAD drawings, we have specifications, and we do have architectural specs on our website that can address that topic.
A lot of how-to videos?
Well, I've sort of grown up with how-to videos, and obviously, you know, what we're doing here today, just to be able to talk about the products. I mean, you know, it's something that, you know, if you can just understand the importance of taking care of your home, of waterproofing your basement, and that, you know, as I alluded to earlier, you know, your basement is one-third of your usable living space. Why not take advantage of it, you know, and enjoy that living area? And there's nothing quite like a dry, clean, comfortable basement area.
We are on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and YouTube. You could ask any questions. We get right back to you. But really, the YouTube videos are very helpful. It shows you how to coat your lawn ornaments, how to coat your basement, how to coat an exterior foundation.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You have all these wonderful tools. Now I just needed to, because there's Sumas Hardware in Dunmore has a beautiful UGL display. They have all the stuff there, but I was not aware of all the uses for your products.
And all these local, as I mentioned too earlier, was that, you know, we were founded on the mom and pop stores, you know, and they're our bread and butter. They're, you know, but that's with any store. We sort of have a great relationship within the entire paint industry. We're, you know, we're available at your favorite paint store, hardware store, home center, or lumber yard. And as you had mentioned earlier, you did see our dry lock action display, which is a neat display that recirculates water through a block, and you touch the one side and it's bone dry, and you touch the other side and it's wet, you know, and so it's really an effective tool for showing the waterproofing properties of our product.
Would you give us your website and contact information, please?
Well, dry lock products are available at your favorite paint store, home center, or lumber yard, or you can visit us at www.ugl.com, or you can even call us at 1-800-845-5227.
Best part of calling you is we reach a live person on the other end of the phone, and all of your products are made in America, and I want to make sure that we make that point over and over again. Joe McGraw, Vice President of Marketing. Michelle Neary, Senior Director of Communications with UGL. We thank you for 2 weeks of fabulous radio shows. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to our listeners.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a gorgeous, a brand new two-bedroom, two-bath townhouse at 113 Roberts Way in South Abington Township for $240,000. This beauty has granite countertops in the kitchen with a subway tile backsplash. It's got beautiful hardwood floors throughout, beautifully tiled bath, built-in garage, front covered porch, a rear deck, central air conditioning. It's a brand new house. This beautiful, low-maintenance, two-bedroom, two-bath home can be yours. Just give us a call about 113 Roberts Way in South Abington Township for $240,000, and that's listed by Debbie Kohut of our office.
Join us next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.